Now to your letters. Yesterday, I discussed the frightening increase in childhood obesity rates with Dr. Gail Nunley Bland. She's a pediatric endocrinologist at Howard University Hospital.
When I see patients in my office, I encourage the families to make lifestyle changes. It's just not the child's problem. And really encouraging families to have more physical activity in their lives, to choose healthier foods.
Elizabeth McAfee of Lexington, Kentucky, felt we left something out of that conversation. She writes, "It's not entirely about making better food choices. I was an overweight child, and my mother home-cooked everything. We had plenty of fruits and vegetables in our diet, but I still overate and had type 2 diabetes by age 19. And being put on too many diets as a child also had an impact. It led to a lifetime of eating disorders for me." Ms. McAfee goes on to say, "I feel to address the body issues without addressing the mental and emotional health of these children is not prudent or in their best interest."
Also yesterday, I spoke with David Rose, author of Sexually, I'm More of a Switzerland, a compilation of personal ads from the London Review of Books. The title comes from an ad placed by a 54-year-old woman, and Rose said he thought she must be full of neutrality, perhaps with cold mountains to surmount. But Paul Constantine of Seattle, Washington, heard differently. He was beguiled. Constantine writes, "I heard a woman saying, 'I speak three languages of love, I have amazing peaks, and I know how to keep a secret.'"
Well, please don't keep your opinions a secret. Write to us at npr.org.